Mr. Jitty, age 39, graduated from Kasetsar University's forestry faculty and then pursued a master's degree in public administration from the National Institute of Development Administration. He began work as an employee at a black tiger prawn farm. His job was to control the quality of water and feed for raising the prawns. He later quit and tried his hand breeding cockles on a coastal farm before returning to help the family business. His career took an unexpected twist as he was a graduate trained in agriculture, but eventually became a businessman running a pearl jewelry business alongside his elder brother, who has direct experience in the jewelry area. It took time for him to learn the ropes, Mr. Jitty said. He said the company had tried to enter its pearl jewelry into competitions as part of its brand-building strategy to reach out to a broader range of customers. Mr. Jitty said the company has two pearl oyster farms, the biggest in Phuket and in the Andaman Sea, at Koma Prau off Phuket. The quality of seawater at the island is suited for farming pearl oysters, and the environment is largely intact. Each farm has 500 krachang, or floating baskets, for raising the oysters. The farms can breed 100,000 oysters annually, with an output of about 50,000 to 60,000 pieces of pearl jewelry made each year. More farms are also planned in nearby areas, he said. Mr. Jitty said competition among pearl suppliers is now fierce, with freshwater farm pearls coming in from abroad. The quality of freshwater pearls is being improved and brought up to a par with that of saltwater pearls. He said saltwater pearls have a thicker surface and shine with more luster than freshwater pearls. However, some emerging entrepreneurs have imported cheap freshwater pearls and passed them off as saltwater ones, Mr. Jitty warned. He also provided a rule of thumb on how to differentiate genuine pearls from fake pearls. Take a pearl and rub it against your teeth. If it feels rough, it is a genuine pearl. If it feels smooth, it is an artificial pearl with a heavy coating. In some cases, a pearl must be incised to check if it is real or plastic, Mr. Jitty said. In running the company, Mr. Jitty said customer service is key and honesty is always the best policy. Pearls look almost the same to a layman's eyes. It is easy to cheat the unsuspecting. It is important to provide customers with correct information, he said. Customers are taken to the farms and the factory to see for themselves how the pearl products are made through all the stages. Each year, several state agencies, both domestic and overseas private firms, and foreign embassies visit the company and study the way it runs its business. Local and foreign media always ask to come in and cover the story of the pearl farms. Apart from making profits and pulling in money from tourists, Mr. Jitty said the company and those in the aquaculture businesses generate jobs with secure incomes for local residents. As Phuket is a world-renowned resort island drawing both Thai and foreign travelers each year, the company must apply various pricing strategies to ensure its products are affordable to all customers. People look for beauty and happiness. The pearl business must respond to the needs of each customer, Mr. Jitty said. A pearl is cultured inside the shell of an oyster. A perfectly round pearl can fetch a very high price. Pearl jewelry from the company has achieved much fame as it is worn by contestants in beauty pageants.